Thanks. I pick up her phone and it says her cousin Brianna. Well, it's not her cousin Brianna, it's a guy.
It was the last straw.
I said, this is it. This is the third time this kind of thing's happened.
And their last day together.
I said, you need to get your stuff and you need to be gone.
It was his place. Somebody was going to leave. It was going to be you.
But did she really get the boot?
He kicked me in my nose and I had blood spatters on my pants to prove it.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Holly Dowdle is suing her ex-boyfriend, 23-year-old Zachary Storrs, for the return of belongings and assault.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom. This is case number 477 on the calendar, the matter of Dowdle versus Storrs.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Ms. Dowdle, the defendant is your former boyfriend. It is your claim that he assaulted you and kept some of your stuff when he kicked you out of the apartment that you were staying with him.
Yes, that's correct.
What was the date of this incident?
December 15th.
And how long had you been staying with him?
We have been on and off for about 2.5 years.
Is this his apartment?
It was his grandmother's home. We were staying in like a loft in his grandmother's garage.
So it was his place. Somebody was going to leave. It was going to be you.
Yes.
Because when you were off, you went and stayed at your house or some other relative's house, and he stayed in his grandmother's loft.
Yes, I went to my mother's, yes.
Right, so he stayed in his loft. So this was his house.
Mm-hmm.
And in December of 2013, how long had you been on?
About 6 months. We got back together in July.
And from July of 2013 until December 15th, you stayed together.
Yes,
is that right, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, you want to tell me what happened on December 15th?
Yes, I would like to. I was just laying in bed and everything. I could not fall asleep that night. It was around 2 o'clock in the morning, and he woke up and was like, how come you're not asleep? And I have insomnia, so I couldn't fall asleep really and everything. So I told him that I would try, and I was shutting the TV off, and he got mad
at me. Okay, just a second. You were watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
He was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Turned around and said, what's the matter? You said, I can't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened?
I proceeded to try to fall asleep. I told him that I turned the TV off, laid down in bed, and he got mad that I wasn't falling asleep when he wanted me to, and proceeded to push me and stuff out of the bed.
Is that what happened?
No, ma'am.
What happened?
After she wouldn't go to sleep, after the TV was off, I just pretty much told her go to sleep, was upset, you know, because the TV's playing in the background loud, and
but
I just rolled over and went to
just
bed.
Just a second. She turned the TV off.
Yeah.
Had you said anything to her about the TV being on?
Oh, yeah, that it should be off. She should be in bed.
I mean, I was missing that part of it, because that sounds like a logical thing. She's got the TV on, and you would get up and say, turn off the TV and go to sleep. That's normal. I mean, I'm not so sure if this whole couple is normal, but that would be a normal thing to say.
Yeah.
You know, turn the TV off. I mean, it's something that I would say to my husband. I'm ready to go to sleep, turn off the TV.
Yeah.
And if you want to watch the TV, go someplace else.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. So now she turned the TV off, and?
And after she turned the TV off, I rolled over and went back to bed.
And?
And she proceeded to text on her phone or do whatever after that. All I know is I fell asleep to clicking noises.
To clicking noises on her phone?
Yeah.
And then?
And stuff. And then woke up the next morning to her phone going off. It was going off and going off. And I pick up her phone, and it says her cousin, Brianna. Okay, well, I pick up the phone. I wonder why she's calling. Well, it's not her cousin, Brianna. It's a guy. There's a guy, and she had it under her cousin's name. And there's two different Briannas in her phone, and, well, one of them's a guy.
And now, you're both still in bed?
She was still sleeping. This was early a.m. I woke up to her phone going off.
And to her phone going off?
Yeah, to her phone. It was going off at least 6 times. And I finally had enough, so I went and I answered it, you know, because it was her cousin.
Got it.
I seen it was her cousin. I answered it, and I said, hello. And the person on the phone was a guy.
Okay, but she's still sleeping?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you do next?
I ask who it is, and he says nothing, and he hangs up the phone.
And what do you do next?
I go over to her, and I
say...
In bed? In bed. I wake her up.
How did you do that?
I shook her just like this to wake her up.
You shook her.
I was upset. I didn't do it.
I got it.
You know.
No, I got it.
Just to wake her up.
You shook her.
She's a hard sleeper. Yeah, she usually sleeps till noon, so it's a hard sleep. Sorry.
You shook her. She got up. And?
Yes. And then I proceeded to tell her what had just happened. I answered the phone. There was a guy. What's going on? She got huffy in a fit. And after she got huffy, I said,
no,
you
don't
need...
tell me she got huffy. Tell me what she did.
She was getting upset and throwing things around and yelling and saying, no, that's a bunch of... And I can explain. And I said, no. I said, this is it. This is the third time this kind of thing's happened. I found texts on her phone before.
Okay, fine. That's your problem. You should have... One time would be enough.
I said, you need to get your stuff and you need to be gone.
And?
And she got her stuff and called her grandma and left.
Okay. So she called her grandmother on her phone?
Yes, on her phone.
Didn't call the police?
No. Didn't call the police.
Called her grandmother. Her grandmother came and got her.
Yes.
When she was leaving, what did she take with her?
Everything except for maybe one article of clothing, like a pair of jeans.
Do you have anything in your house that belongs to her? I want you to think. Just don't. Listen to me.
Like I said,
hey, listen to me. Listen to me. So far, you're doing all right, right? So far, you're doing all right. You don't want to not do all right.
No.
What do you have in your house that belongs to her?
The only thing I know of is maybe a pair of jeans and maybe a shirt.
What about this toolbox of hers?
She took that with her when she left.
What is it?
It's an ITT Tech blue toolbox.
What else did she take when she left?
Her bags. She only had two or three bags, and they were with clothing and sundries, whatever else.
How much time passed between the time she called her grandmother and her grandmother came for her?
About 30 minutes.
What were you doing in the 30 minutes that it took for your grandmother to get to the house?
In the 30
minutes? You understand, you did say your grandmother came to pick
you
up.
Yes, my grandmother came
okay,
to pick
me up. Okay, fine. And how far away? How far away does your grandmother live?
About a half an hour from where he was living.
So that's about right.
Yes.
And when you called your grandmother, what did you say to her?
I had called my grandmother and I had told
her. Don't look over here.
My grandmother and I told her that he had just been abusive to me the night before. He kicked me in my nose and I had blood spatters on my pants to prove it.
What did you say
and
to your
I
grandmother?
I asked my grandmother if she would come pick me up because I no longer wanted to be here anymore.
And she came?
She came.
Now, what did you do between the time you called your grandmother and the time she came to get you?
I asked his grandmother if she would come with me to the loft that we were staying in so that I could pack my stuff.
Just a second. So you left the loft?
I
left. Did you call your grandmother from the loft?
No, I called my grandmother from his grandmother's place.
On your cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
And you asked his grandmother to come up with you?
Because I was scared to be around him at the time, and so I asked her to come up there with me.
You just told me a second ago that this assault where he kicked you in the nose happened that night. Pay attention to what you just told me. You just told me it happened that night. You called your grandmother to pick you up in the morning?
It happened... 2:30 in the morning. So.
What time did you call your grandmother to come and get you?
I called my grandmother around 10:30 to come get me.
In the morning?
Yes.
What were you doing between 2:30 and 10:30?
I was sleeping away from him.
You were sleeping?
Yeah, because
So if you were sleeping, what did you have to go downstairs to call your grandmother for?
I woke up and I wanted to get away from him because...
Why didn't you leave at 2:30 in the morning?
I had no way to be able... I had no ride or no transportation.
You call the same grandmother that you called at 10:30 in the morning after you got finished sleeping.
She wouldn't have came and picked me up at 2:30 in the morning.
Do you think that I believe all this nonsense? I don't believe the whole story. If I'm in a relationship with somebody and he assaults me at 2:30 in the morning, what I don't do is go to sleep until 10:30 in the morning. I may call 911 and say, please, can you send a police officer to come and get me? Or I may call my grandmother. Who are you?
Your Honor, may I?
Who are you?
I'm her mother.
Okay. Or maybe the mother who came with you to court today. Maybe you could call your mother. But at least you could call the police. I certainly wouldn't take a snooze around somebody who had assaulted me.
Your Honor, if I could
You can't, unless you were there. Unless you were there.
I was not there. I was there for after all.
I don't care about after. I don't care about after.
I was after...
I don't care about after. I care about what your daughter was doing. If I believed what she said, what she was doing from 2:30 in the morning until 10:30 in the morning, and she said to me, she was sleeping.
Well, Your Honor, she was sleeping because she was comfortable at...
Goodbye.
Can I just...
You can, if you're quiet.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
Do you bring in other people?
Right.
And you get a piece of all the people that you bring in?
Right.
Yeah, it's a legal pyramid scheme.
It's the American way.
It's the American way.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Holly Dowdle says ex-boyfriend Zachary Storrs owes for the return of her belongings and an assault. Zachary claims Holly is making up a story.
So the whole thing doesn't make sense to me. If it doesn't make sense, it's not true.
I have medical reports saying I've gone to the doctor's
report
and everything, and a domestic violence protection order.
Does he have a protective order against you?
No, I have one against him.
Do you have a protective order? Did you have a trial?
Yes.
Did you testify at the trial?
Yes, I did.
Did you testify at the trial?
Yes, I did.
I'll see the order. And the police report.
I didn't get a police report. That's all they would give me.
Did you go to the police?
Yes. And I tried to get one, and they said 60 days for me to be able to get it and everything. So that's what I brought was that.
I want to see what you filed to get this protective order.
I don't have that.
Then I can't help you. He's got some jeans and a shirt that belong to you.
He has my toolbox. I have the receipt for my toolbox from school. I do not have this toolbox. It was left under the bed, and I forgot about it because he put it under the bed when he was cleaning up the room. That's the only reason why I'm really here.
Says he doesn't have it anymore. Did you ever have it after she left?
No. She took everything with her.
I did not take my toolbox with me.
Ma'am, I
call my grandma.
Your Honor, can you look at the picture? Please.
Please excuse me. Step out.
I think she ruled the verdict correct.
He's completely lying.
Everything she said was practically a lie up there.
I was scared. I didn't have anything. I just went into his grandparents' house and slept.
She was lying about me having her toolbox, me kicking her.
Like, I was in shock. I didn't even really think about calling the police.
Because she's lying. Just plain out lying.
I just wanted to be away from him.
All the texts from the guys and everything, it's like, what's going on, you know?
So he goes, I'm gonna call the cops on you, and next thing I know, I get kicked in the face.
Not fall for somebody like that.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kelly versus Kennedy. Step forward.
Jeanette Kelly and her husband, Michael, are suing David Kennedy and his mother, Deborah, for punitive damages resulting from a pyramid scheme.
All right, this is some convoluted marketing scheme, business, or I don't know how to describe it. You were going into business. The business, as I understand it, is that you were going to inquire as to the need for things, services, or whatever on the internet. It was a marketing research kind of company. Is that the business you were going into? What was the premise? So, make it simple for me.
So there was a handful of people that were...
Just what's the business?
We were a group of distributors for a network marketing company.
What does that mean?
Multi-level marketing.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, a network marketing company is a company that distributes their product through a sales organization of people.
Do you understand what he said?
Yes.
Could you explain it to me, please, since you know me a long time?
They sell stuff outside of the normal stores and stuff. They do it
online.
You
sell things on the internet. Is that what you mean? Or you sell it on the street, or you sell it from car trunks? What does that mean?
No, you're a distributor of product. There's a number of companies that distributes their products through a distribution channel. So network marketing is a distribution channel.
Okay, let me try to understand this. Is one of your companies...
I don't own any companies.
A group of people...
Right.
...who are involved. And do you bring in other people?
Right.
And those people bring in other people. And you get a piece of all the people that you bring...
Right.
You get a piece of all the people that you bring in.
Right.
Yeah, it's a legal pyramid scheme. That's what it is.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So you invested $135 in this dream of becoming rich.
Yes.
And you didn't become rich. If you bought into this dream, then you're a fool.
Explain, ma'am.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jeanette and Michael Kelly say David Kennedy and his mother, Deborah, used a pyramid scheme to take their money.
Now, that's what it is. You want to sell this piece of paper. This is your product. You bring in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 salespeople. They also sell this piece of paper. For every sale that they make, you get a penny.
Right.
And the way you continue to make money is these people bring in 5 other people each, and then these people get a penny from these people, and you still get your penny from these people, right? So the more people that you have at the bottom of the fishbowl, the more money you make. Is that what I'm understanding?
Conceivably, yes.
Okay, so now I understand it.
It's the American way.
It's the American way. That's fine. And you were one of the people...
Yes, ma'am.
...that bought into this idea that if you gave $135 to them, they would put you on the team.
Yes.
And then was it your understanding that the way you made money was other people would contact you, you would bring them into the business, you would get money from them, right?
That is correct, Your Honor.
You would get money from them and from all the people that they would bring in.
Yes.
Is that what you understand?
That is correct, Your Honor.
So you invested $135 into this pyramid, correct?
Well, into a Bluehost
just a
website.
Second. Whatever it was,
yes,
you understood it. You sound like a very intelligent lady.
Yes,
you invested in this dream of becoming rich.
Yes.
And you didn't become rich. And now you want me to help you, which I'm not going to do. Because you sound like a very intelligent lady. And if you bought into this dream, then you're a fool. A lot of people buy into this, you know. We're just going to have lots of people working for us out there. That's the way a lot of businesses out there that run this way successfully. That's fine. But not everybody makes money. You didn't. So not only do you want your $135 back, you want $5,000 for lost income. It's ridiculous. You're ridiculous. That's your out-of-pocket expense, $135 for a dream. Make believe you bought a lottery ticket. You have just as much chance of success. What?
May I explain, ma'am?
30 seconds.
Thank you.
I have other things to do.
Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Don't bring me a whole bunch of papers. I don't have to read your papers.
Okay. I have receipts to
show. I don't care about your receipts.
Okay.
You advertised?
We paid for a Bluehost internet, and we were supposed to receive calls. 10 people, distributors, were supposed to get a rotation of calls. I never received any calls. He never had my phone number in the loop of the calls, and I kept asking him, when am I going to start receiving phone calls? And he said, I have a kink in the system. There's bugs in the system. We can't get it worked out. 3 people of the 10 I know did get calls because they brought them on top of a board when we went to meetings, and they would show the calls coming in at 10, 20 a day per phone. And I never received anything. So when I paid that $134, and I also paid $50 for this sign to go and put up all over town.
I don't care about $50 for your sign.
Well, it was my cost of 4.5 hours to go and put the signs up. My fuel.
It's your business.
And my
time.
That's
your business.
That's right.
You wanted to build a business based on this pipe dream. He's not going to pay you for that. That's ridiculous.
This sign, Your Honor.
I don't care about your sign.
This sign he made, him and his mother, and it was to go all over town for people
to call. Do you understand what I said? Close the sign. I'm not interested. You're a grown-up lady. I mean, you watch the ads all the time. Do you want to be a millionaire? I earn $9,000 at home on my phone every month. You can, too. You want to believe that? Believe it.
It was a food supplement product that when people would call in, this is what we would sell them as a food supplement, which
Listen
is a vitamin.
To me. This is not an advertisement. Did she give you $135?
No.
Who did she give it to?
She gave it to Bluehost for hosting for...
Loud!
She purchased a domain name through Bluehost, and that's what the $130
she
was for.
She purchased a domain name.
Right.
That does what?
She purchased a domain name to participate in the rotation.
To participate in this pyramid scheme for vitamins or supplements or beauty products.
It's a nutritional supplement. Oh. That's exactly right.
Miss Kelly, how old are you?
59.
59 years old. Do you do any other sort of work other than this nonsense?
No, ma'am. I do not.
Well, find something else to do if you want to make money because this isn't going to do it. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We had built that fence twice on 2 separate properties.
They put it incorrectly.
I'm getting a little passive aggressiveness here, Ms. Toga. You just want the fence for half the cost.
Next Judge Judy.
I put money into something and didn't get the results back.
The marketing campaign was experimental.
I believe it was a scam.
We had never tested a local area marketing campaign.
Be careful of any kind of a scam of multi-level.
And the campaign itself only did last 4 days, and then we shut it down.
Every multi-level I've ever gotten involved in has never panned out.
So it's true, it wasn't successful.
It's always lie and deceit.